Welcome to Songs of Praise from 3ABN Australia Radio.
Is coming again, coming in glory, the Lamb that was slain. Jesus is coming again, coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. Of earth tell the vast wandering throng, Jesus is coming again. Tempests and whirlwinds, the anthem prolong, Jesus is coming again. Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. Oh, coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again.
It heals the sick. lowly finds.
It has the power to free the bound as chains they fall upon the ground.
So pour it out and cleanse my soul and let this blood's glory flow.
Because he lives to make me whole, I owe my life, I owe my all. So I come to tell you he's alive, to tell you that he dries every tear that falls. Coming back for you. What can wash away my sin? Nothing, nothing. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood, nothing.
There is a grave that tried to hide this precious blood that gave me life.
But in 3 days he breathed again and rose to stand in my defense.
For things that could not satisfy, but then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from the well that never shall run dry. There are millions in this world who are craving the pleasures earthly things afford, but none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. So my children, if the things this world gave you, leave hungers that won't pass away. My blessed Lord will come and save you if you kneel to Him and humbly pray. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of mine.
Listening to 3ABN Australia Radio's Songs of Praise.
I am a sinner, your blameless Lord. My sins against you can't be ignored. They will be punished. I know they must. Your law demands it, for you are just. If you everything that I've done wrong, who could stand? But there's forgiveness with you, God. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. A broken and a contrite heart, you won't turn away.
If you would count everything. No power of Christ, I'll stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
When I've lost my direction, you are the compass for my way. Lord, you're the fire and the light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. So I say,
Jesus, you're the center of my joy.
Lord, you're why I find pleasure in the simple things of life.
You are the music in all the meadows and the streams.
You are the voices of the children in our families and our homes.
Lord, you are the source and the finish of my highest dreams. That's why I say,
Jesus, you're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you.
Oh, you're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Of my joy,
Jesus, you are the center of my joy. Oh, Jesus, you are the center of my joy.
Yes, oh, Jesus, you're the center.
You've been listening to Songs of Praise, a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.
Welcome to the book reading program of 3ABN Australia Radio. Does your faith need a boost? Do you think that miracles only happened in Bible times? Think again. Compiled by Remnant Publications, the book Get Ready for a Miracle recounts true stories that prove that when we step out in faith, God displays His power in undeniable ways. Here is our reader, Harold Harker.
This story is entitled Miracle on Ice. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. He heard my voice from His temple, and my cry came before Him, even to His ears. Psalm 18, verse 6. My contract as the principal for an academy in Texas was not renewed at the end of the school year. God had clearly led me there, but now what? Where was God taking me now? I explored options even outside the education system, but wasn't getting any traction. Puzzled and a bit frustrated, I petitioned the Lord for His direction and then surveyed the newspapers. what caught my eye was that there were many ads looking for drivers. That was interesting because, as a little boy, I always wanted to drive a truck. Could this be one of my dreams come true? I completed orientation and training and then received my certification. Picked up by a company, I got my truck and hit the road. I actually enjoyed this hiatus from the office and the classroom environment. The physicality of the work was not hard, but what was difficult was being away from home, my wife, and two children weeks at a time. It was the middle of December. The winter had been hard in many parts of the country. Fortunately, my runs were often in the more southern part of the country, so I remained unscathed by frigid temperatures and treacherous road conditions. Then I had an assignment that would take me from Waukesha, Wisconsin, to Seattle, Washington. I was carrying a load of steel plates. Altogether, my rig weighed 78,000 pounds, just 2,000 shy of the maximum load. It was Friday, and I was determined to get home to see my family, since I had not seen them in 2 weeks. To assure the success of my plan, I took a route on the toll road to go around downtown Austin, Texas. While a little out of the way, I would avoid the heavy bumper-to-bumper traffic on Highway 35 that goes through the city. As I was driving the 40-mile stretch on the toll road, freezing rain began to fall. In my mind, my elementary, inexperienced trucker mind, I said, "Not to worry, I'm in a semi. I am 78,000 pounds. No way am I going to slide. I've got 18 wheels." Nevertheless, the worsening conditions were convincing, and I slowed down. As I approached the ramp to get back on Highway 35, I noted that it was a long and curving ramp, probably 10 to 12 stories high. I was at the entrance of the ramp when my truck began to jackknife. The cab started sliding to the left, and I saw in my mirror that the trailer, weighted with thousands of pounds of steel plates, shifted left, sliding toward the cab like a closing V. In my rear view mirror, another trucker had pulled across the ramp diagonally to stop traffic and prevent access. Along the ramp edge where I was headed, the retaining wall was only about 3 feet high. The sickening realization hit me. If I hit that wall, I'm going over 10 stories. I cried out, "Lord, save me, save this truck." On my CB, I heard the trucker behind me scream, "Get off that brake!" I screamed back, "I'm not on the brake!" He screamed again, "Then get off the gas!" "I'm not on the gas!" "Well, turn hard to the right!" "Been there, done that!" Still sliding toward the wall, I was overwhelmed with fear and desperation. "Lord, save me!" If you know anything about ice, once you start sliding with the kind of weight I was carrying, there is no way I could stop or curve in the direction of the ramp. Praise be to God, I never touched that retaining wall. The Lord brought me around the curve, snapped my truck straight, and I came to a stop at the end of the ramp, safe and alive. My trucker friend screamed again, "You did it, man! You did it!" I screamed back, "It wasn't me, it was the Lord!" I am white-knuckled and in awe that the Lord saved me. Suffice it to say, I did not make it home that night. It took me 3 hours to go 20 miles because the ice was so bad. Pulling in at the next truck stop, I was overwhelmed but this time with gratitude. I do not deserve his mercy, but I am very grateful for it. A reflection with this story comes from Desire of Ages, page 336. There is another spiritual lesson in this miracle of the stilling of the tempest. Every man's experience testifies to the truth of the words of Scripture. The wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest. There is no peace, saith my God to the wicked, Isaiah 57, 20 and 21. Sin has destroyed our peace. While self is unsubdued, we can find no rest. The masterful passions of the heart, no human power can control. We are as helpless here as were the disciples to quiet the raging storm. But he who spoke peace to the billows of Galilee has spoken the word of peace for every soul. However fierce the tempest, those who turn to Jesus with the cry, Lord, save us, will find deliverance. This story, Miracle on Ice, was written by Buford Griffith, principal of the Peterson Warren Academy, Inkster, Michigan. You can read about it on the website peterson-warren.net.
You've been listening to the book reading program by 3ABN Australia Radio, featuring Get Ready for a Miracle. For more information about this book, visit remnantpublications.com.
You've been listening to a production of 3ABN Australia Radio.